Social media is another environment where you should at least have a passing knowledge of the field and the language and the tools available to you. And it is not just something that, that you need to be thinking about solely in the engagement aspect as a government employee. In order to better understand this, in order to not get lost in the wilderness, it's important that you have an understanding of this as an individual and how it fits into a larger culture, both with, within the bureaus here at the State Department, both within the United States and how it's changing things. And I think as been so aptly pointed out how it's changing things worldwide. And I think so that's a tremendous step forward. And I cannot speak highly enough for the resources of the Office of Innovative Engagement. I actually have their email address, oiesupport@state.gov, memorized to send to people because it's important. Because it's important for these resources to be developed, and have this knowledge shared. I, for instance, know very little about running a Facebook page in Kosovo. But when my friend was in Kosovo at the embassy there and wanted to know about it, I was able to say, it's amazing that there is actually this resource here for you to contact, and here is their information. It is, I think, incredibly important because as much as I can give you a wide glimpse of what's important at Facebook and why it's important and some of the things that you can take a look at, the people who are going to be most valuable to you are the ones who are your colleagues who have done it in the field, who have made the mistakes, who've had the successes. I think a great example would be the embassy in Indonesia, which has more than 150,000 Facebook fans now, and they built that up in anticipation of President Obama's visit, which didn't happen, but that resource continues to be a vital link for them to communicate with the folks that they're charged with communicating with. So I think that there is a tremendous amount of opportunity here, and I think it's also important, given that it's National Cybersecurity Month, and we were just partnered with the National Cybersecurity Alliance on their new, it's either Stop, Think, Connect, or Think, Stop, Connect. It was one or two. But really gets to the heart of the matter that cybersecurity at its core is not a technology solution. It's an education solution. It's an awareness solution. And I think that that's certainly the first step. We can't rely on tools alone to save us. And I think that's an important thing. Now, obviously, at Facebook, we spend a lot of time thinking about the technological solutions to these things. And we do some, I think, very interesting things around that. But, step one in your first line of defense is always yourself and your common sense. The threat environment is varied, and of course, for as much attention as we get in the new media world, I think certainly your IT department spends the vast majority of time thinking about maybe an older form of media called email, which has attachments, which occasionally contain bad things. And as this example, I was at an unnamed government headquarters giving a presentation a couple months ago, and there was a handwritten flyer posted in every elevator that said, "Do not open the file attached to the email that says North Korea nukes South Korea, very bad, underlined." So all of that is to say that obviously there are a wide variety of threats, but information travels not just through technological channels. So that sign in the elevator was as effective for some people as it would have been also sending out a blast email to the entire department or making sure that the people got the information in other ways. And so one of the things that's important has been talked about mobile. We have more than 500 million people who are on Facebook. More than 100 million of them are on mobile phones. And those 100 million are more than twice as engaged as those who are not on mobile phones. A lot of people will come up here and tell you about technology in the future. I am not a visionary on these things. I will tell you that the mobile field is something that is not going to slow down anytime soon. There's going to be more of them. They're going to be faster. We're all going to be more connected. But a mobile phone, an internet site like Facebook or Twitter, when the information reaches the last person to have a mobile phone or an internet computer that has it, the information doesn't die. And I think that's a really important thing for you to remember as communication specialists and things is an example I heard on NPR was during the protests after the Iranian election. Websites like were being maybe hard to access, cell phone networks were going down, text messages weren't getting through. So the last person who'd get a message would run to a rooftop and shout it to another person on a rooftop next door who would shout it to another person on the rooftop next door. So don't just think of this information as ending at the last person who has a cell phone. There may only be one cell phone in a village in Africa, but that one cell phone can provide information for everyone there. So the last node is not on a graph, is not technology. That continues to spread outward. And I think that's something very important to keep in mind as you think about your jobs as diplomats in the future.